Okay, let's get cracking as we continue the seventh parak of Maseches Brachos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Beis and Parak Zayin Mishnah Gimel as we continue learning the halachos of Zimun. Says the Mishnah, Parak Zayin Mishnah Beis, Nashim ve'avadim uketanim, women, slaves and boys under bar mitzvah. Ein mezamnin aleim, we do not make a zimun with them. What does that mean, we don't make a zimun with them? That means that if there are one or two men there, if there are less than three men, then they're not able to contribute, to add, and to be included in the zimun. A zimun only works at minimum with three men. However, we should just note that if there are three men there, then women, for example, would be obligated. A lot of times you think, okay, there are three men, they're making a zimun, he's going to say Rabbi Sina Vareich, and the women can just go and do whatever and do their thing and, you know, wash dishes or whatever. But no, really the halacha is that when there are three men there, women are obligated. There is a machlokas, a bit of a question regarding, let's say there are just three women there, or just a group of women, without any men, should they make a zimun or not? Interestingly, it's a machlokas, but no one says that it's usur, that it's forbidden for women who are eating by themselves to make a zimun. That's why you'll see in a lot of, let's say, high schools or in camps, often they will make a zimun when there are just girls there. It's a machlokas. Is it a rishos? Is it an option for them to make a zimun by themselves? Is it an obligation? Is it a chiyah for them to make a zimun by themselves? But certainly, at least according to the basic rishonim and achronim, it's not usur. It's not forbidden for women to make a zimun. But this Mishnah is simply saying that when there are one or two men there, then they cannot create the zimun to be added and create the number three with the men. Continues the Mishnah, ad kama mizamnin. How much must you eat in order to be included in the zimun? So it's a machlokas. The first opinion of the Tanakhama says, ad kizayis, you have to be able to eat a kizayis, because according to him, in order to bench, you only bench when you eat a kizayis of food. And the truth is, that's true by any bracha achor, and any of the after brachos, a bracha, an alamichya, a brain of fashos, certainly benching as well. That's the halacha ad kizayis. You only make a bracha achron, an after bracha, if you had a kizayis of food. The bracha rishona, the bracha before you eat, you make no matter how much you have. Any amount of food, you're going to make a bracha rishona on the shehakol, or the mizonos, or the ha'etz, etc. But the bracha achrona is only a kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ad kebetz, you want to make a zimun, you can only be included in the zimun if you had at least a kebetz. So we paskin like the Tanakama about benching, that you need a kizayis to bench, but also in terms of zimun, you need a kizayis in order to make a zimun. Okay, we are up to Parag Zayin Mishnah Gimel as we discuss the actual Zimun itself. What exactly do we say during the Zimun? I'm sure many of us already know what we do, but let's see it as a machlokas in our Mishnah, Parag Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mizamnin, how do we make a Zimun? How is a Zimun made? Says the Mishnah, Bishlosha, if there are three people there, Omer Nivarech, then you say, Rabosai, Nivarech, if there are only three people. Continues the Mishnah, Bishlosha Vahu, if there are three people plus him, so there are four people in total, Omer Baruch Hu. You don't say Rabosai Nevarech, you say Baruch Hu, you say Rabosai Baruch Hu. We don't do that, but that's this opinion of the Mishnah. Ba'asara, if you have 10 people, says the Mishnah, this is all the opinion of the Tanakhama, then Omer Nevarech Lelokeinu. What should you say? Nevarech Lelokeinu, which we do say Nevarech Lelokeinu. Continues the Mishnah, Ba'asar of the Hu, if there are 10 people plus him, so if there are 11 people, then you say Baruch Hu Lelokeinu. So if there are 10 people, if there are 11 people, then you wouldn't just say Nevarech Lelokeinu, Rabbi Sina Nevarech Lelokeinu, you would say Baruch Hu Nevarech Lelokeinu. And finishes off this first opinion, Echor Asara Ve'echor Eseribo. Says the Tanakhama, this applies whether it's Mamashel, whether it's 11 people, whether it's 100,000 people. Regardless, this is what you do. If you have 10 or 11 people, then this is, or anything above that, this is what you do. It doesn't matter if you have 100, 200, 500 people, this is what you do. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, who we paskin like mostly. We don't say the Baruch Hu aspect if you have four. We don't say the Baruch Hu aspect if you have 11. But the Rabosai Nevarech and the Rabosai Nevarech Lelokeinu, if you have ten or more, that we do paskin like. But now we're going to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Hagalili, who disagrees and who holds that we continue, if you have more people than this, then you're going to continue to change the Nosach, to change the language of the Zimun. Says Rabbi Yossi Haguli. We'll see that it's Rabbi Yossi Haguli when we learn the end of the Mishnah, but right now it doesn't say who it is. But when you look at the end, you'll see that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haguli. Says the Mishnah, Bimeya, if you have 100 people there, then Omer Nevarech LaHashem Elokeinu. Then you add Nevarech LaHashem Elokeinu, not Nevarech LaHashem, but Nevarech LaHashem Elokeinu. Bimeya V'hu, if you have 101 people, Omer Baruch Hu, then you say Baruch Hu LaHashem Elokeinu. Okay, Be'elef, continues Rabbi Yossi Haguli, if you have 1,000 people, then Omer Nevarech LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Then you add this new addition that we're blessing Hashem, and Hashem, the God of the Jews, and so on. Be'elef V'hu, and if you have 1,001 people, then Omer Baruch Hu. Then instead of the word Nevarech, like we said previously, you add the word Baruch Hu. Beribo, and if you have 10,000 people, very, very big meal, clearly, Omer Nevarech LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei HaTzvaos, Yoshiv HaKruvim Al HaMazon She'achalnu, and this whole long thing, if you have 10,000 people that we're blessing Hashem, the God of the Jews, the God of the angels, and so on and so forth, for the food that we eat. Again, we don't paskin like this, but the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haguli, if there are 10,000 people, this is what we add, Beribo V'hu, and if you have 10,000... If you have 10,001 people, then Omer Baruch Hu, then instead of Nevarech, once again, we add Baruch Hu. And that's in terms of what the leader says. I'm going to be passing like Tanakama, that we just basically have a one Nusach, one language, from 3 to 9. And then once you have 10 and above, then that's when we say Nevarech Lelokeinu. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Ki inyan shehu mevarech kach onan acharav. And just like we make the bracha, that's how similarly how we answer, right? The person made the bracha. Now we have to answer him in a similar way. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Hatzvos. Yoshiv HaKruv Malamozon She'achalim. Again, whatever opinion you hold, you're going to respond to him. Everyone else is going to respond to him in a similar way to how he initiated, how he said it. So now we're going to see that this second opinion of our Mishnah, that we keep adding 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, and so on, we keep adding an additional nusach. Why do we do that? So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Omer Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, Lefi rofa kal hein mevarchim, that it's clear that we're supposed to make a bracha based on the amount of people that are there. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, in Sefer Tehillim, B'makhalos baruchu Hashem, Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael, that it's clear based on this pasuk in Tehillim that we're supposed to bless Hashem based on the makhalos, based on the kahal, based on the congregation, based on the group of people who are there. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. The second opinion of our mission, that we make a zimun, and the language used in the zimun is based on the amount of people who are there. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva now explains the first opinion of our mission, the Tanakama's opinion, who really didn't hold that way. He held that we have a basic nusach from three men to 9 men, and then from 10 and above is just Elokeinu. But beyond that, it's the same exact nusach, it's the same exact words. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Mamotzinu bebeis haknesses. What do we find in a shul? Echad merubin ve'echad muatin. Whether we have a ton of people, whether we have 10,000 people, or whether we have 10, we have exactly a minion. Omer baruch hu es Hashem mevarach. Sorry, Omer baruch hu es Hashem. Says Rabbi Yekiva. No matter how many people we have in shul, we say baruch hu es Hashem when we get up to baruch hu. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer baruch hu es Hashem mevarach. Rabbi Yishmael says, we also say baruch. We add on hamivarach, right? And that's how we paskin, certainly when we after yishtabach, after we finish psukei dezimra to begin the bircha kriyat shema. We say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Mevarach, but the point that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are making here is that no matter how many people are there, it's the same exact words of Baruch Hu Es Hashem or Baruch Hu Es Hashem Mevarach, and that's his proof that the same should be true by Zima. No matter how many people are there, as long as you have your 3 or your 10, as long as you have the amount of people there, just like in a shul, as long as you have your minion, then that's all you need, and you do not change it based on anything or anyone else. Just quick review. Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis taught us that Nashim, Avadim, Meketanim, women, slaves, and children are not obligated in Zimun when there are less than 3 men. We could then quote a Machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda regarding how much requires Zimun. Is it a Kezias or is it a Kebetzah, which is also Machlokas regarding how much you need for benching itself, but that's a machlok. We paskin again like the Tanakama, Kezias is required for benching, and a Kezias is required for for Zimun. And then we went through them in Perek Zayin Mishneh Gimel, different permutations, the various opinions regarding what is included in Zimun itself. We pass in like Tana Kama, and we assume that no matter how many people are there, as long as there are at least three men, then we have a certain nosach, a certain language that we used, and then we have a similar nosach, we just add the word Elokeinu when we have 10 or more. Have a great day.